Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much. This is so wonderful being introduced by my grandson. Thank you so very, very much. And I want to also thank all the listeners we have out there, our supporters for Home-Based Business 101, our 22,982 listeners. We are so thankful to you for your support and for listening to this show and making it the number one show, Home-Based Business 101. We thank you so much. Today, as you know, I am Jasari's Love, and I'm excited to be here. Jasari means bold, audacious, and it's the key Swahili word out of the African language, which is key Swahili. And it means to be bold and to just do things in an audacious way, and that's what I do in my daily life. I just step on out there and just do things a different type of way, because I believe that I move to the beat of a different drummer. And there are about 2% of us out here that do move to the beat of a different drummer. And I want to say thank you to all of my friends out there. Also, I want to remind everybody to go ahead and tweet and do your Facebook, connect with your Facebook friends, and please encourage them to listen to this show. We really are thankful for you for listening, and we encourage you to get other people to listen to the show. Now, for today's topic, now that you've gotten started, you know, what are you going to do now? You know, we say go for it. Then what do? How do we keep on going for it? How do we make sure we don't stop? Because sometimes we muster up the courage to go for it, and before we know it, something gets in our path, and we are not going for it anymore. So now that you've mustered up the nerve and the courage to go for it in your home-based business or your traditional-based business or your network marketing business, what do you do next? Well, let's just say, for example, that you just started and you have one person come to you or call you. This week you only had one customer, just one customer. What do you do about that? Well, one of the things that I suggest you do is that you enjoy and appreciate that one customer. That's one of the things that I suggest that you do, is that you enjoy the one customer that you do have, and you make sure that you give that customer the attention that they need and that you let them know that you're thankful. That's where the words thank you for doing business with me comes into play, and that's where those words, that idea of sending them a thank you card comes into play. So that's very, you know, very important that we do that. Saying thank you, being thankful, and doing the thank you cards. And even if your business has just started, if you have a little something extra you can give that person, then that's another thing that we do. Okay, that I suggest that we do. Appreciating all the people that do business with you, even if it is that one person. That is what we do. And it's just real important to do that. I think a lot of people, they underestimate the power of one. And I think I've talked about that before. They underestimate the power of one. In my dancing theater, I had one student show up at one particular time in my dance career. But that one student, thankfully, she was a nice little girl. She worked with me. And the day that she showed up, we had to do a demonstration at a library. And what I simply did was say, you know, this is a new person. I'm starting back at what I'm doing. And so I'm going to show you how I work with a new person. And using that is what got me the next 10 people. So you have to do creative things. You have to be creative. But your first thing is appreciating the person that has come, that family. In other words, I appreciated that family. When a little girl left that day, I happened to have a nice free book for her and get those nice little books at the dollar store. You know, not that they have to spend a lot of money, especially if you're starting off, you might not have a lot of money. But in that particular case, you could have hit the dollar store. Or in my case, because I have the Zamzu business, I could just very well get a gift certificate for restaurant.com and give out a really nice gift certificate. It's all sorts of things that you have to do, but you have to plant that in your mind ahead of time. And a lot of that does come from pre-planning. You need to plan in your mind that today or my first day or my first week, I could end up with, my goal is but I could end up with. So your goal is, let's say you would like to have 25 people come into your business the first week, and that's your goal. But what are you going to do when it's just one, two, three, or four? How are you going to treat those people? Being prepared for them and enjoying and appreciating however many people that it happens to be. Also, what are you going to do to keep customers that you have gotten thus far, or clients, or the people that are part of your team that you're sponsored? You know, how do you keep them, you know, appreciated? How do you not wear them out and make them feel like good gravy? Don't they have any other customers? Well, it's the same thing. It's appreciation and spending time with people. When I had three or four dancers, I told their parents, I said, you know what, basically what your child is getting is personalized attention. I said, and, you know, for the same amount of money that they might have been spending, if I had 50 children here or 25 in here, they're going to get personalized, individualized attention, which can really, really, really go a long ways for that particular child or that customer. So you have two or three people in your downline or two or three people in your upline, as we some of us call it, as Ruth calls it, then you would want to say, you know, let's pour your heart and soul into those people to make sure that they are really strong in what they're doing. Do they know how to make phone calls? Do they know how to go out and do any cold marketing if they need to do that? Are they really, you know, going through their phone list and making sure that they have all of the have they contacted people? Are they contacting people? Do they know what to say? That gives you a fantastic opportunity to make sure that what you have is working. What you have is being successful. What you have is that those people are realized that they are appreciated and that they're learning from you or gaining something from participating with you in one way or the other. Referrals. If you have a flower business in your home, maybe that one customer has 20 more people that she would like or he would like to tell them, wow, I got flowers from Jasari's Love, and they were the best flowers. It was just wonderful flower arrangements. Wouldn't you like for her to do flower arrangements for you? Or maybe you're a home-based painter, and so many more other of the older people in the community, one or two of them like the work that you do because you do good work. You make sure your drop cloth is in the right place, that paint is not falling on people's furniture. That is important. You know, everything that we do, the way that we do it is just as important as the moment that we do it. Sometimes people do home improvement work, and they don't realize that when you go into someone's house to do home improvement work, it don't mean that you destroy the part of the house that was already okay. You know, you don't want to go tracking your paint or your wood chips or whatever through the person's house. That's all a part of the business, making sure that you tidy up and clean up and sweep up and respect the person's home that you just got through doing some work in, and that person's going to be so excited because they will say to their neighbors and friends, I had such and such painter or construction worker who has his own home-based business come into my house and do some work, and not only did he do superb work, not only was he or she on time, not only did they do good work, but they protected my other things. They didn't splash paint or anything. They didn't paint my windows shut, which some of us have experienced that. Getting your windows painted shut is no fun, by the way. But, you know, we've experienced these things, and they're like, no, they did fantastic work. They cleaned up everything, and I want to recommend him to you or her to you because they did such great work. So now you thought that you had one customer. You thought that, but now you have 20 more customers. And because you continue to do a good job with your flower arrangement or with your painting job, or if you're a network marketer, you cared so much about each person that you sponsored that they feel so good about what you're doing that they are telling other people because they feel as though the person you that they're dealing with is a person that's so conscientiously aware of their needs and conscientiously aware of how you do the things that you do. Being on time, having all of your supplies ready. Those are all the things that make a difference. Making that particular customer, even though it was one, feel so special, like the little girl I had in dance class. Her whole family felt like, wow, you know, we are special. And I did feel that way. I wasn't putting on. I really felt that it was a special opportunity for me to teach one person that particular day and to see it grow to become more and more people. And that's what we have to do. The power of one is absolutely unbelievable, people, because the power of one will multiply if we all do what we're supposed to do. Keeping people involved by keeping them interested. Now, you realize you are the leader of this team of people or of this program. I knew that I was the leader. I'm the dance instructor. I'm the artistic director of my particular dance company. So I have to really realize it, though. I can't just think it's something that I'm doing. It's this thing. No, you have to realize the leadership. And so everything, again, that you say, everything that you do means that now you have to realize that you have to step up. What are the responsibilities? What are your responsibilities to these people who are participating in this business, this activity, because of you or the interest in that business or activity that you're doing? What are your level? What is your level of responsibility? It's a word called responsibility. We have to really, I think in everything we do, that word is so important. It is such an important word in everything that we do to understand that we're now in a position of leadership and responsibility. We kind of took on that leadership and responsibility attitude as soon as we got into our network marketing company. My husband automatically plugged into everything, got on all the calls, got on all the conferences, we went on all the different meetings. And as soon as we sponsored someone, we made sure that they knew about all the calls, all the meetings. And, you know, we dialogued back and forth with them. We didn't just tell them, go get on a call, and not talk to them about it. We would ask them once they got on the call, what did you think about that call? Having a conversation about what went on. Because that's the only way that people are going to go, going to grow, is that they're actually getting on the calls and participating. You know, having meetings, having examples for people to follow, and actually doing role playing or doing what they call on the job training. If you have a new person in your network marketing company, have them come over to your house, this is modern technology, you could do a three-way. And so they have a customer for the first time that they have to call, one of their potential prospects. You could sit there on the other line ahead of time, and they could say, look, I'm on a training call. They call their best friend up, Jill. Hello, Jill, I'm on a training call. My success coach is on the other end, and I just want to, you know, talk to you about what I do. I want to set up an appointment with you. That's training right then and there, getting them engaged, keeping them engaged. But you're also being a leader because you've initiated that idea. Keeping them engaged, staying involved in the lives of the people that you're bringing into your business, because it's so important. These are people. These are human beings. They have feelings. And Lord knows what else is going on in their lives. Sometimes there's a lot of things. We're wondering, well, I wonder how come a certain person is never on the call. You know, we may not be able to ask people, you know, personal questions, but do little things, let them know that you care. I found myself calling people more often during the week, and now I'm starting to see that they're calling me back because they want to keep it a two-way conversation and stay involved. You know, and I found out from one of my people that she was a little shy. She just told me, she said, I'm really, you know, not as talkative as you are. I'm kind of shy. So I had to come up with and think about, you know, how could I help them through that? They may always remain shy. You know, we were talking about fears a few weeks ago, overcoming your fears. Let's be really honest about it. There are some things within us that's a part of our personality, a part of who we are. We may be able to work around it a little bit, but it still might be the basis of who we are. And then some people may be able to break totally through that thing that's a part of them and being shy and quiet. But what if the whole world talks all the time? You know, we need some people that are going to be a little bit more quieter. Thank goodness that some people are listening, you know. And so it's not necessary for everybody to be audacious. Everyone doesn't have to be a just sorry. But the thing of it is appreciating the quiet people, the people who do it another way. There's another technique. Sometimes in being quiet and soft-spoken, that too can attract another group of people who, for their spirit, just hearing a quieter, soft-spoken person makes a difference in how they even get interested in something. There is a gentleman that's a part of the business that I'm in named Steve Mason. He does a fantastic job in his presentation, but his presentation is very smooth. His tone is very, it's interesting, but he's a lot more of a quieter talker. and it's a lot more calmer. It's a little slower, but I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, still interested in every single word that he has to say. So for those people who are totally different from the person who is the sponsor, it's the sponsor's responsibility to recognize that if you've got three people on your team, all three of them may be totally different in personalities and cultures and everything that they do. And instead of, you know, kind of favoring one who may be more easily for you to understand and deal with, it's learning. It's an opportunity to grow. You may have someone from your team that's from a totally different country. And so it gives you an opportunity to learn a little bit about that person's culture and therefore be able to assist them in being able to be better at what they do, especially in network marketing. If you know more about their culture and the community that they're going back home to, then maybe you'll know more about their eating habits, their shopping habits, the type of clothes they wear, the type of holidays they celebrate, to enhance your ability to be able to help them be able to communicate what they're involved in to the people that are most close to them. So that's the thing that's so important about that, and that's why I say, what are our responsibilities? This is relationship marketing. This has to do with our relationships with people. So that's really, really, really important. That's really, really important that we do that, that we pay attention to that. So I want to take a few seconds to do a little bit of a, as I said, commercial break, because this is Blog Talk Radio. This is Home-Based Business 101. I am Jasari's Love. You're listening to the Jasari's Love Show live. I'm excited, and I'm thankful to the Creator also for being able to be here. And we just want to, again, thank all of our listeners out there for listening to us and all those people who are in the chat room and just for your support. Just if you want to communicate with me, you may email me at www.jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com, and that's spelled out J as in joy, A-S-A-R-I-S, love, at, the word love, L-O-V-E, at movements, M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T-S, unlimited, unlimited.com. Also, as a part of what we do, we have the opportunity to be able to help stimulate the economy with a free home-based business. And if you would like to give yourself an opportunity to try something and it doesn't cost you anything, it is free. This is an opportunity for you to be able to do that. And, of course, if you come on board and be a part of what we're doing, I will do the things that I'm telling you about on the telephone, give you the type of attention, be it over the phone or internet, to help you step-by-step be successful in what you're doing. And that is the free, that's www.zamzoo, Z as in zoo, Z-A-M-Z-U-U, F-R-E-E-A-G-E-N-T.com. /movements unlimited. And that will give you an opportunity to experience what it means to be a part of the free revolution, just getting a free business, which consists of over 700 stores in which you'll be able to go and get the things that you need at really good prices, as well as being able to get cash back, which I think you'll enjoy that, and as well as getting 30% off of the vendor's commission, which, hey, getting anything back is fantastic as far as I'm concerned, but getting 30% is fantastic. And it will help just anybody, no matter what you're doing. If you're another network marketer or whatever, just go ahead and at least go shopping so you can save some money, you know, on some other things that you may be purchasing, your clothes and things of that nature. Okay, so I want to thank you for that. But getting back to my topic, the Jasari's Love Show, again, responsibilities. What are your responsibilities to these people who are participating in this business or activity because of their interests and what it is we presented to them? My home-based business was, again, dance and theater. I had to be attentive. I had to make sure that these parents that brought these children, that they indeed learned what it is that I put my notice up that I taught dance and theater. Whatever it is, if you're a piano teacher, please make sure these children are leaving learning how to play the piano, not in your mind. And it's not about whether or not you are a good piano player. See, some people get it mixed up. They think that because they're are the most fantastic piano player, singer, dancer, speaker or what have you, mathematician, scientist, science person, French speaking person, you know, in the world, that they are a good teacher. No, that does not make it so. Teaching takes a whole different type of attitude. So if you're a piano instructor, that's your home-based business, in your mind, you have to conscientiously break this thing down so that at the end of a lesson that those parents have paid for, that you've at least done as much as you can, that child has left there, or adult has left there, knowing something new that they can go home and say, I know what the letter C is on the piano. I know how to play A, B, C, D, E, F, G, or however you do this particular thing. There's at least one specific thing. I'll give you an example. As a dance instructor, on my first day that you came to me, there were about three things that a child learned. One was how to say hello in Kiswahili, and that was Jambo. And the response would be C, Jambo. So that's one thing that they went home with. They drive their parents crazy. Jambo, Jambo, Mom, Jambo, what are you supposed to say, Mom? Guess what, Mom, do you know what to say? You're supposed to say, see, Jambo, and the mothers will come back to me the next week. Lady, you just taught my child this language, and I'm trying to figure out how to say, see, Jambo. But they learned something new. They learned something new. I was in a hospital one day, and I saw a lady who was from Kenya, and I happened to go in, and I said, Jambo, and she said, see, Jambo, and I said, Haberi gone, and she said, and Jay Masante Haberi gone. Now, that was all I knew, folks. So I stopped right there and I said, this is all I know right now. And she laughed. She said, well, it was great being able to speak the language and that you knew that much and that I knew it the way that I was supposed to say it. So that was fun. But also they know, because I'm talking about dance in my dance classes, they would know what first position turnout was. Okay? First, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Basically, I made sure they knew first, second, and third. So they went home saying, Jambo, Mom, see Jambo. I know how to do first position turnout in ballet, second position turnout in ballet, third position turnout in ballet. Do you think their parents brought them back to me the next week? Doggone straight. I had them for the whole semester because when it was all over, they knew how to do a plie. They knew how the word was spelled. It was called being responsible for what it was I said I could do. I could actually teach it. They could actually do it, speak it, explain it, demonstrate it. And it's the same thing in network marketing. You bring somebody on. You say, I've got this fantastic business, and you're going to be able to make some money. And, you know, as much as you would like, a little bit, okay, fine. A little bit more, fine. But this is what you do. Let me show you how to do it. Let's say you're brand new in network marketing. You brought on some people, and you're still learning. Then hopefully your upline will be pouring into you and helping you move along a little faster. Or you are going to have to take the responsibility like my husband and I did, and you, even though you're brand new, but you were blessed. You got a new person as soon as you got into the business. You don't even know exactly everything that you're doing, but you're brand new and you got a new person interested. It's time to do your homework and find out how you're going to help this person be successful in the business. That's being responsible or whatever your home-based business is. You're going to have to do your homework. Let's say that you're a painter and you figure, well, you know, I'm going to start off with one or two jobs. Let's say you end up with five jobs. Then you're going to have to very quickly write down, what's the key word here? Write it down, pen and pad. How am I going to organize this? Don't get in over your head now. Don't take on more than what you can handle. But now you got to have a calendar. You have to plan it out. When my dancing began to grow and I had one more children interested, I had to reschedule the week, reschedule the day so that I could accommodate all the different ages and all the different stages of dance. You have your young children, but that doesn't mean they're all beginners. So you have your beginners, you have your intermediate, you have your advanced, or you have your 5, 6, 7-year-olds. I mean, those people in that world, you all know how we do that. But however you do it, you have to get, oh my goodness, organized. And I know this sounds so elementary the way I may explain it, but I want to be honest with you all. If we really be honest with things, sometimes we get to be so sophisticated and we talk so big, and it takes away from what people really need to know. It's about the basic and explaining it in the most basic elementary way so that without a shadow of a doubt, we all have it. We all get it. We all understand. I remember one time interviewing someone who was a fantastic dancer. And this guy could just do pirouettes and just turn and twist and do leaps and jumps. And he would do that in the class. And I realized that the children were all standing there in awe and didn't know a thing. They were too busy with their mouths hanging open looking at this guy. And I had to pull them aside, and I said, well, you are a fantastic dancer, but I'm paying you to teach dance. I need you to teach them. And he looked at me like, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like, they're not catching on. No, that's not right. No, let's understand this here. That's not right. It's not about you performing right now. The person just didn't understand. It was a matter of communication. They didn't understand the difference between being a performer and being an instructor. And it's the same thing with network marketer. There's a difference in being a salesman. You're going out selling, and being a relationship marketer and building your business and building your people, pushing your people up. True, you may be a fantastic salesman, but each one of those sales are one-time hits. If you don't know anything about relationships, it's a one-time hit. Fantastic, great for you, wonderful for you. You went out there and you made 30 sales, but you don't have done anything to maybe get those people to recommend the next person and to recommend more people and to help your team be able to do the same thing that you did. You're great. You're fantastic. You're super duper. But what about the people on your team? Because if it's network marketing, that is what it's all about. It's about being able to help the other people that you've brought in. You've sold them on the idea that they can come into this here and that they're going to be able to make some extra money. Very few of them, I know in my business, I'm not telling people it's something fun to do just for the heck of something fun to do. They're in this business because they want to earn money. How much? It all depends on the amount of energy they put into it. It all depends on what they're looking for. And it all depends on how much they plug into learning and reading and open up books. We've been talking week after week after week about all the different books that are out here. They Can Grow Rich. They Can Grow Rich at Black Choice. There's so many books and things that we're talking about. George Sabiro's collection of books, all those different books. Why We Want to Be Rich by Donald Trump, all those different books. We're not talking about them for you to read the cover and the inside flaps. Sorry, folks, not that easy. You got to get into these books. These people did not write these books for you just to look at their beautiful pictures on the cover, for those who have pictures on the cover. I'm telling you, after opening up all these different books, I'm telling you, it's in the books. Mr. Yarrell's information is in the book. Mark Yarnell is in the book. It's in his CDs, and it's in everything that he has. If you open it up, it's even in Les Brown speeches. If you listen to it and play it again and again and again and again, and pen and pad, quiet room, put an hour into it. You have to train yourself on how you're going to be the best that you can be for yourself, for your team, for your business, whether it's dance, whether it's painting, whatever it is, whether you're the piano teacher, whether you're the flower arranger, whether you're the baker, whether you're the butcher, whatever you are, whether you're the network marketer, whatever you are, you're going to have to do some homework and spend some time being serious, and then you'll be able to reap the benefits, and you'll be a blessing to all those people that come into contact with you. Well, this is Jasari's Love Show. I thank you so very much. It's been really wonderful spending time with you. I hope that if you're a novice out there and you're thinking about doing a business, that you consider being a free agent through ZAMZOO. But whatever you do, there's thousands and thousands of businesses out there. Take advantage of them. Take advantage of the home-based business tax, you know, opportunities. And like we always say, it's not just my time, it's your time, it's our time. Let's make it the best time. And I'll put the music on. It is my time, but it's also our time.
Up to what? We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.